Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we bless you for your presence here with us. And we ask, Lord, that truly you speak to us through your word. Quicken the word to our spirits, Lord, that we can respond to you. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very warm good morning to all of you here. Today is the Sunday just before National Day. I'm sure Singaporeans, we are all looking forward eagerly to our big day. At the same time, we're also aware of the perilous times that we're living in. The terror alert is at an all-time high. And then the most basic unit of our family, the most basic unit in society, even this is under threat. The recent Oxley Road saga is a reminder to us that the family unit in Singapore is not as strong, not as close as it should be. As Singapore Christians, what should we do? I believe what God calls all of us to do is to pray for our nation. First slide, please. And so our topic for today, the slide, please. The topic for today is praying for our nation. Our Bible passage, Isaiah 62, meaning, next slide please, that this message is also part of the sermon series that we have, Insights from Isaiah. From Isaiah 62, we find that there are two ways that we can pray for Singapore, both starting with the letter K. The slide please. The first one, first K, stands for know God's will. When we read Isaiah 62, we get a very deep sense of God's passion, God's love for the city of Jerusalem. God loves Jerusalem so much that he will give her new names to show their special relationship. The slide, please. Isaiah 62, verse 4. You will be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah. Hephzibah means my delight is in her. And Beulah means married. This is how much God loves Israel. As a man loves a bride, so God loves Jerusalem. So definitely, yes, it is God's will for us to pray for Israel. But Singapore, you ask, how about Singapore? What is God's will for Singapore? I believe that it is also God's will to bless Singapore. Every Tuesday morning, we have a prayer meeting here in the cathedral, in this very place, 7:30 a.m. And the focus is always to pray for Singapore. At a recent Tuesday prayer meeting, I was here, and then it was time to pray for Singapore. I actually had no one to pray with, but then from across the other side, a man came, and he prayed with me. And I don't know this man. He's a stranger to me. But as we prayed together, I found it so easy to pray with him. It's like our spirits were just flowing together. And then he prayed something for Singapore that I liked so much. It touched me so much. And so I said to him, this is after the prayer. I said to him, I like what you prayed for Singapore, and where did you get that? I thought he read it somewhere. I said, where did you get that? And he said, no, I didn't read it anywhere. He said, God gave it to me. And I said, wow. And so I'm going to tell you his story. And yes, I have his permission to tell you his story. The slide, please. The man is Ezra Sivakuma. He's a Tamil pastor from Light of Christ Church. It's an Anglican church in Woodlands. This is his story. He said one day he was sending his daughter to school, St. Hilda's School. And when he drove his daughter to St. Hilda's, he saw a big community banner, you know, with all the community leaders, and then a sign saying that this is Singapore's 52nd National Day. And as he looked at the banner, God spoke to him, and God said, just as the walls of Jerusalem were built in 52 days, so I will bless and I will build Singapore. This is the prayer that he prayed, that just as God built the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days, so he will build Singapore. And this was the prayer that touched me so much. Yes, it is true that the walls of Jerusalem were built in 52 days. You can find that in Nehemiah 6:15. And yes, this is Singapore's 52nd National Day. So you ask, why was I so excited to hear him pray that prayer? Because of the very situation that we are in. It is days when the fabric of our society is in danger of being torn. Racial harmony, in danger. Our family units, in danger. In these days of danger to our society, God says he will build. Amen. Amen. That excites me. God says he will build. God will not allow Singapore to be torn apart, but God will build our nation. And so let us pray for Singapore in full confidence that just as he loves Jerusalem, as a man loves his bride, even so, God loves Singapore, and God wants us to pray for Singapore. The next slide, please. How do we pray for Singapore? First, to know his will, and second, to keep asking. Next slide. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night, they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. Isaiah 62, 6 to 7. In Bible times, a city was defended by its walls. And what really made the wall secure were the watchmen. The watchmen were people who would take their positions on top of the walls. And their job was to look for danger by day and by night. If they saw the enemy approaching, or if they saw any kind of danger, their job was to sound the alarm. The alarm was a shofar. I think you know the shofar. It's the biblical trumpet made of ram's horn. Not the usual steel one, metal one, but it's made of ram's horn, shofar. It's got a beautiful sound. When people play it, it can really touch your heart. So this was the watchman's job in biblical times, to sound the alarm when he sees danger. But what we see in Isaiah 62 is a different picture of a watchman. Not a watchman who sounds the alarm for danger, but instead the watchman who will not keep silent. By day and by night, he's praying to God. He's asking God. He's asking God all the time. And he's asking God, he will not keep quiet until God answers the prayer. And what prayer is this? To make Jerusalem glorious, to make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. I believe this is a picture of us as Singapore Christians. We are to be watchmen for our city. We're to cry out to God for Singapore until he fulfills his destiny for Singapore. Have you ever wondered, how is it possible to pray and give God no rest? You know, if you give God no rest, it means you also have no rest. It means day and night, night and day, you are praying and you're asking God, make Singapore a fulfillment of the destiny. How is it possible to pray and keep praying, to keep asking God for Singapore? I was wondering about this. I asked myself the question, and I came to this conclusion. The conclusion is, can I pray so much for Singapore until I never give God any rest? Or am I the type who will get sleepy and bored and tired after just a few minutes of praying? Which one are you? I asked myself, which one am I? And I came to this conclusion. The conclusion is, it depends. It depends on how much I love. It depends on how much I love. Because if I really love someone or something, I will keep thinking about this thing all day through. Even at night, if I'm asleep, I will still find some way to dream of this thing. And so it depends on how much I love. And so now I ask you a question. And it's the words of a very old song. Maybe you know this song. The song is, "How Deep Is Your Love?" You know the song? How deep is your love? How much do you love Singapore? Let me tell you about my love for Singapore. I love Singapore at many different levels. At a most basic level, I love the way things work in Singapore. I'm talking about physical facilities. Things work in Singapore. You know, I've been on mission trips where it is so hard to take a bath. I'm serious. In mission trip situations, it is so hard to just take a bath, something that we take for granted in Singapore. So I remember a mission trip when I had to walk a very great distance from the house where we were staying in, walk a long, long way across fields, across grass, across mud, across everything, just to reach the river. And then on reaching the river, get into the river for a bath. And it's not as though the water was so clean also. But we bathe in the river. And then after getting out of the river, it was time to go to the bushes to change clothes. And I managed to find a bush, which I thought was in a very deserted place. And so I was changing. I was changing when suddenly I heard the sound of someone approaching on the path that was leading to this bush where I was at. And so I panicked. Someone is coming. I can hear the person coming. And I'm panicking. And then, to my great relief, I saw it was this. Next slide, please. A water buffalo. This is a water buffalo. He's trying to come straight at me. So I said to him, "Wait." I said, "I haven't finished changing. Wait." And praise God, the water buffalo obeyed me. It really waited until I finished changing. Or rather, it waited until it couldn't wait anymore because it was being pushed from behind by more water buffaloes. I think they all wanted to make their way to the river and I was blocking them. So yes, I love the way things work in Singapore. I love at a basic level how it's so easy to just take a bath. At another level, I love the weather in Singapore. I love the weather because I have been to countries where it is so hot and so dry that my whole skin all over turns bright red like a lobster. Face, arms, everywhere. Once I was in such a mission situation, my friend looked at me and said, "June, you're very red. I think you need to use sunblock." And I said, "Okay, here's my sunblock. Where shall I put it?" And then he looked at me and he said, everywhere. Because I was just bright red like a lobster. Some countries are like that. I've been in other countries that are so cold and so dry that my fingers crack up. You know, the skin on my fingers, they crack. And then that causes great pain. So I love the weather in Singapore. At an even deeper level, I love the racial harmony in Singapore. I remember the days when I was a journalist in the Straits Times. Some of my nicest colleagues were people of other races, non-Chinese. They were so friendly, so helpful, so kind to me. Some of my nicest colleagues, non-Chinese, from other races. So yes, I love all of this in Singapore. How deep is your love for Singapore? For me, I love Singapore to the extent that it is the only place I will ever call home. How deep is your love? And what is your dream for Singapore? Do you have a dream for Singapore? My dream is that Singapore will live up to its destiny. And I believe the destiny of Singapore is very much in the name Singapore. You know that Singapura means Lion City. I believe our destiny is to be a lion city. A lion, as you know, is a leader. It's not the last, the least of the animals, but it's the foremost. It's a leader. And I dream of the time that God will exalt Singapore the way a lion is exalted. And you ask, will God really do this for Singapore? The next slide, please. Proverbs 14:34. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Will God exalt Singapore? I believe yes, to the degree, as the Bible says, to the degree that we are a righteous nation, a righteous people. How can we be a truly righteous people? When we are fully washed by the blood of the Lamb. And another name for the blood of the Lamb is the Lion of Judah. Another name, Lion of Judah, is Jesus. Revelation 5:5 calls Jesus the Lion of Judah. When we are fully washed in the blood of the Lamb, when we are fully washed by the Lion of Judah, we will be truly a righteous nation in every sense of the word. Also, to me, it is such a great honor, such a great privilege that God has given to Singapore the name Lion City, because in this, we share a destiny with another city on earth, which is also the Lion City. The next slide, please. These are some photos of me on one of my recent trips to Israel, to Jerusalem, of all places. Why would there be lion statues in Jerusalem? Next slide, please. Isaiah 29:1 says, "Ah, Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped." The city where David encamped is Jerusalem. Another name for Jerusalem is Ariel. In English, we say Ariel, Ariel, like something from the sky. But in Hebrew, it is Ariel. El, you know, stands for God, as in Israel. In fact, many of the famous Bible names that we know all have God's name in it, like Samuel, Mikael, Daniel. They all have God's name. Israel has God's name. So El means God, and Ari means lion, lion. So Ariel means Lion of God. And so another name for Jerusalem, Ariel, means Lion of God. What a privilege God has given to Singapore, Lion City, to share a name so similar with Ariel, so similar with Jerusalem, the city that God loves so much. And so, will you pray? Will you pray for Singapore? You say, well, I'm sitting here, but actually I'm not a Singaporean. Some of us are not Singaporeans. That's okay. You can love Singapore. You can also pray for Singapore. We covet your prayers. We greatly treasure your prayers. And here I speak now to the Singapore Christians. Will you pray for our nation? At this time where our nation is in danger, at this time where our city is in danger, will you pray? As the watchman of Isaiah 62, we'll give God no rest, but day and night he's crying out for the welfare of Jerusalem. Will we, as Singapore Christians, cry out for the welfare of Singapore? Will we cry out till God fulfills our destiny to be Lion City? Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you thanks for our nation. Thank you, Lord, for Singapore. Thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Father, help us never to take things for granted, never to be complacent, but to know that because you have blessed us richly, so you desire for us to bless others richly. Freely you have given to us. freely we must give to others. Father, I pray, Lord, that from this congregation, you will raise up many, many people with a burden and a love for Singapore. People who will stand in the gap. People who will stand on the walls and pray day and night for the welfare of our city. Lord, we commit ourselves to you that we may be a praying people, that we may be people who pray according to your will. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Later, after Holy Communion, as you're going back, there'll be ministry teams in the two side aisles. We will pray for you. If you want to commit yourself as an intercessor for Singapore, we will pray for you. If you have any other need, we will pray for you at the side aisles during Holy Communion. And also, after the service, there will be prayer available in the Graham White Library straight after the service. God bless you.
We thank Deaconess June for bringing us a very timely word from the Lord this morning. And I'd like to warmly welcome all of you to our 7 a.m. service. If you are here for the first time, can you please raise your hand so that we can acknowledge your presence here with us? Anyone here for the first time? No?